This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
All right, today is the day that we get back to business. It's the day when everybody is just kind of shaking off everything that's happened, whether it be the previous year. I know I'm breaking evergreen here by talking about it, but today's the 2nd of January, 2025. So whether you're shaking off 2024 and all the craziness that, has been part of that, or, you had a really crazy New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or whatever the case may be, now it's time to get back to work. This is the day when pretty much everybody is kind of getting back to things. We're going to have a pretty long stretch here between, major holidays. I mean, we have Easter and a couple other things. Easter, obviously, from a religious standpoint, it's gigantic. But so far as everything else that, kind of celebration wise, this is the long stretch, so this is when everybody, like I said, just kind of gets back to everything. And I was talking about this briefly. I'll cover it again. I always tell people not to do New Year's resolutions, but instead to have a new you day. Today is a great day to do that. That is simply just going through. And if you fall off the horse, having that instant reset. And I just snapped my fingers in case you didn't hear that. But it is basically following what Jeff Olson talks about in his book, The Slight Edge. And that is basic following of slight disciplines rather than slight errors in judgment. So if you just continually strive toward whatever it is that you're looking to, accomplish, you're going to be able to do that by having that slight edge mentality and having that, what I call new you day, where again, it's that instant reset. You don't wait until tomorrow. You don't wait until Monday. You don't wait until, the kids go back to school or after vacation or, when the weather gets better, all the different things that we tell ourselves. Have that instant reset and you're going to have just everything at your fingertips to be able to go out there and just kind of knock the skin off the ball. So how are you going to turn this day into the day that you change everything? My, suggestion would be is not create a urgency such as, again, January 1st and, or, today being January 2nd saying, okay, this is going to be my year when I change. And then you make these big lofty goals and then you go through and if you fall off the wagon, fall off the horse. And the next thing you know, you've said, oh, I've ruined it. I'm just going to go back to my old ways. Again, not to sound like a broken record, but you want to adopt that new you day idea where you just instantly, just think of it as another day. Okay. New Year's Day, great day. Don't get me wrong. New Year's Eve is an absolute blast, but really, I think probably since I've been married, I bet maybe a third of the time, if that, my wife has been awake for New Year's Eve. It essentially turns into just another day of anything else. I'm usually watching the ball drop by myself. I've missed the ball drop a couple times, not very many times, but it's just another day, guys. So what you want to do is go out there and just have that mindset that you want to make a change, and then I don't remember exactly how he said it, but John Addison talks about decision being the word decide and decision being one of his absolute favorite words. And he said that decide has the ending of aside. And if you think about the other words that have aside as their ending, it's the death of all options. Okay, so if you think of it as pesticide, homicide, suicide, genocide, they all end in death, unfortunately. But with decide, again, it's the death of all other options. You have the blinders on, the laser focus. You are not letting anything get in your way. So I'll give you a great example from my own life, and this is something that I hate to admit, but it's the truth, and so that's exactly what I'm going to tell you, and that is several years ago, I won a challenge that was a health challenge. I believe it was 5 years ago, might have been six. I went through, and the way that it started was, it was a challenge where we were to go out, and from a certain date, it was into January. It wasn't like January 1st, which I wish it would have been, and wish it still is, to be honest with you. But they you know, they're going to have it again this year, but it won't be for several more days. Kind of an odd time to start a challenge like that. But with that said, that's what they do. So it goes from January to, at this time, it was May. And so we got a group of people together, and we were to supposed to put down what we thought we would be able to, I'm going to say lose at this moment, but I'll tell you why I don't say that anymore. I try not to say it, but we were supposed to put down again what we were going to quote unquote lose. And, during the whole challenge, and, you know, developed a team name. And the way that this particular challenge worked was, you could go as a team, which I believe we had five or six people on our team, or you could also choose to, when it all come down at the end of the 4 or 5 months, you could also go as an individual, but you couldn't do both. You couldn't be on a team and be an individual. So you had to choose one or the other. Well, I put down 50 pounds as what I chose to quote unquote lose for the challenge. When I did that, it seemed like, you know, when you hear a little kid say a bajillion, kajillion, or, you know, like some cuckoo number that doesn't exist, it doesn't even seem really possible to me. And, you know, at the time, because I hadn't lost weight, large scale, you know, really during a contest like that. So the number just seemed like pie in the sky. Like, I just kind of put it out there like, yeah, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And again, that to me was like saying a kajillion. But with that said, as time got in, at the same time that challenge had started, my wife and I went out to a local establishment, saw somebody, and she said, look over there at so-and-so. I looked, and I was like perplexed because I really didn't see who she was talking about. And I kind of said, where are they? And she goes, right over there. And I looked, and, you know, sitting there is this person that I wouldn't have believed it, you know, my eyes, that it was this person. And so she said, go talk to them. And so when I talked to them, they told me that they had been on a certain product, and by doing so had lost just a ridiculous amount of weight. So much that, as I said, I couldn't even recognize them. So I come back and was talking to my wife about it, and she said, I would really, you know, not because of, you know, I love you how you are, but I, you know, for you, because you're in this challenge and because you've kind of, you know, voiced interest in this, I'd really like you to take advantage of that and get involved in that. So I did use a product in order to go through and, you know, really kind of tackle this challenge. It was a wellness product. You know, it was shakes and just food that you would eat. And then, of course, there was also a meal that you would make on your own. And so, very regimented. It was one of these things that would throw you into ketosis. And, the first week, following it, I believe I lost 22 pounds. The first month, I lost 50 pounds, which was absolutely crazy to me, because that was the number that I had stated for the entire challenge. And something else had happened when we were creating the teams as a joke. I said, I'm going to take this thing down, meaning the whole challenge. Well, you know, as time went on, especially the very first month when we went to one of the weigh-ins, I guess not necessarily weigh-ins, but like challenge meetings. I was there and I started to actually think I may actually be able to take this down. So what happened over the course of the time, full disclosure, I did win, but with, again, full disclosure, the reason that I won was because the person that actually would have won decided to go with their team, because their team was in a situation where it with them, they would win the whole challenge. Whereas my team was not even in the running. So I went with my individual results that made him and his team win and then bumped me from being in second place to being the winner of the individuals. I lost at the time 97 pounds and 54 inches. I went on to lose, I believe, 102 or 103 pounds and 54 inches. So in just days later, after I had stopped, kind of the challenge and was still kind of recording results and whatnot. During that challenge, I never went 1 week without either losing weight and inches. Okay. So, now I will tell you, on some weeks, if my inches were high, my weight loss was generally lower, and vice versa. If my weight loss was high, my inches were lower. I only measured my neck, my biceps, my chest, my midriff, my waist, and my thighs, I think. Those were the major areas. So it may have very well been a lot more inches, but that was the things that I measured. And I think that it was about 27-ish percent of my total body weight. So over a quarter of my body weight gone. Now, the reason I say lost is because in quote-unquote, is because when you lose something, you find it back. And I have done that. I've went through, and not only have I found it back, but I weigh more now than I weighed at the initial time that I started that challenge, which is extremely disheartening. But at the same time, it's the reason I want to tell you that if you set your mind on something, you can do it. And I know I can do it. I went to the doctor recently, and when I stepped on that scale, and I really didn't know what the true weight was, because they do it in kilograms. So when she said, would you like to know your weight in pounds? And she told me, I was like, jeesh. I'll tell you two funny things. One, in that meeting, I told her that I'd won the health challenge several years back, and that, I'd kind of found the weight back, and that I was, kind of upset with myself. And she said, oh, you shouldn't have told me that, because now I know you can do it. She goes, why haven't you done it? Don't you want to be around? You have a beautiful family. You have a wedding coming up with your daughter. Don't you want to be around for these things? And yes, I do. Speaking of my daughter, who'll be getting married actually in 2 years, December of 26, we were watching, for whatever reason, it's not on any longer, but we were watching The Biggest Loser on, Amazon Prime. And, what was very, very like, smack in the face, apparent to me. And I've been on a diet for the better part the better part. Today's the second, all of this year and a portion of last year. But the contestants, I believe there's 15 contestants on The Biggest Loser. I weighed more than 13 of them. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm not laughing because of the fact that I think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all. I'm actually very upset with myself. However, I want to let you know that just like the goals that I told you at the beginning, you need to know that you can do it and you just need to string together more slight disciplines than you do errors in judgment. I was on a Saturday call during that time that I was on that challenge with a huge group of people, and every week I would hear these stories of people, saying that they slipped and had this, had that. I brought on people, that were part of that same health routine that I was on as team members, through a network marketing, affiliate marketing type thing. And I had one of my team members contact me and say that they had a pie. And, and I said, well, that's okay. I said, it's all right. You slipped up and had a piece of pie. And they were like, oh, no, you don't understand. I ate a pie. And so, I mean, that's a little extreme, of course. But the thing is that on that call, I never had 1 week again where I had not lost weight or lost inches. I did both. I think during the entire challenge, I only, the least I lost was 2 pounds. I don't know what the least inches were, but I lost at least 2 pounds every week, no matter what. And it was usually higher than that. But the thing I want to tell you is that it was tiny disciplines that were strung together. I didn't cheat. I was working out, which they told you not to do, but I still did it. Probably would have thrown I possibly threw my ketosis off, because during that first month where I lost the 50 pounds, I didn't work out at all. But that's not saying that those other months I would have lost, 50 pounds again. I'm just saying that I did work out, even though they kind of suggested against it. Move more, drink a lot of water and stuff like that, but not necessarily strenuous exercise, which I was doing. But anyway, what I'm just trying to get to you let you know is that 4 or 5 months where I lost, essentially a quarter of my weight was done through tiny disciplines every day, and every hour, every minute. Okay. It was, turning away food and calories and activities. Every chance I got, was a, should I take it or should I, beat the temptation? And so it was stringing together the beating it, than the taking the temptation. I mean, so slight disciplines over slight errors in judgment. And that was how it was done. So that was a very long story, but I just want to let you know that I'm going to be broadcasting every day. They will not always be live. Some of these will be recorded, but I'm going to be bringing a message to you every day. There'll be some themes behind it. There'll be, everything from health and wellness, network marketing, affiliate marketing, podcasting, AI, you name it, I'll be covering it. And I'm going to be letting you know how to turn the knowledge or passion that you have, or both, into a side hustle, and at the same time, do the entire market you first mentality of it. Through storytelling, through, experience, through suggestions that, readers and listeners and watchers, provide, whatever the case may be, just providing you with information to kind of help you through this thing we call life. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. If you have the chance, go to WesWyatt.com. You'll see that there is an area on there where you can put your name and your email address in. I would love to engage with all of you. If you don't want to do that, I suggest you do, because you can always opt out. I will not spam you. But if you want to just message me, you can go to WesWyatt.com. And at the bottom of the page, the bottom right, there's a little thought bubble. You can put a question in there and remain fairly anonymous. It doesn't track you know, where you're setting it from or anything like that. You can ask a question and it just gives you a generic, you know, little name. I think they actually use like bird names or something. But anyway, if you want to message me there, you can do that as well. But until we talk, make sure that you do more disciplines than you do errors in judgment. And as always, have a dynamite day. I'll see you later. Bye-bye, guys.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.